This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV for December 6th. I'm Derek Gilbert. A special program today. Earlier this week, I told you about a remarkable development in Jerusalem. The Sanhedrin, the reconstituted religious governing body of Judaism, sent a letter, an open letter, to the nations, inviting the 70 nations, which would be every other nation in the world, to Jerusalem to participate in a ceremony somewhere in Jerusalem, it hasn't been announced where yet, to consecrate the altar for a future third temple. This will take place on Monday, the final day of Hanukkah, December 10th. Joining us to explain the significance of this is the founder of Messiah of Israel Ministries. We welcome from Tel Aviv via Skype our friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Perot. Zev, shalom and welcome. This is a subject that I think most of us Christians here in America really don't understand the significance of it. I mean, for us, the Sanhedrin is a thing that's in the Bible. We don't understand that it's been around for a while. I know they sent a letter to President George W. Bush about 10 years ago. And for them at this point to come forward and say, we're inviting the nations to participate in the preparations for the third temple, whether it's the consecration of the altar or some other way, how do we process this? How significant is this?
Well, it's very, very significant, Derek, because if you know anything about the Sanhedrin, and we say Sanhedrin in Israel, although they were rebuilt again in Israel, we need to understand that the rabbinic movement in Israel is the Sanhedrin, whether they're called the Sanhedrin or not. But they right now they're officially called the Sanhedrin again. And it's very, very significant because if you know anything about the Sanhedrin, they're involved in persecuting believers. They're involved in persecuting the Messianic Jews in Israel. And for them to come out with this statement and to say in Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication, that they want to dedicate the altar with the 70 nations is huge. I see it, we see it here as an end-time event, Bible prophecy being fulfilled, not because there is a third temple or not a third temple, because the fact that the gospel is getting out and they're realizing that without the nations, they really can't do what they want to do, whether it's biblical or not, and they understand that the love of the nations for Israel is what's generating this. So all the years of the Christians coming to Israel and praying for Israel, the fruits of that is coming out right now because the Sanhedrin want to unite together with the 70 nations. And in fact, I had the opportunity to call the Sanhedrin this afternoon and ask him about this, and they were quite willing to speak to me on the phone, shocked for my questions, but they didn't hang up the phone when they found out that I'm a Messianic Jew, mm-hmm. which is amazing to me because usually they would do that.
Hmm. So now doing this during Hanukkah. Hanukkah, of course, is the celebration of the miracle of the menorah in the temple during the time of Antiochus Epiphanes, the Greek king of Syria back in the 2nd century BC, who desecrated the temple. That was the abomination of desolation, the first time anyway, where he set up the altar or a bust of Zeus in the temple and sacrificed a pig on the altar, if I remember correctly. Am I getting that right? And how is that significant then that the Sanhedrin is choosing this festival to invite the nations to participate in the new temple?
Well, they realize, first of all, that this is speaking about the Feast of the Lights.
Yeah.
And they know that the nations are part of the lights. We talk about these seven B'nai Noach, these seven rules or seven laws of Noah. And the seven laws of Noah apply also to the Gentiles according to the rabbis. But they have a little bit of a different take on it. And I want to touch a little bit on the seven laws of Noah, because that would explain why they chose the Feast of Dedication, Hanukkah, to come out with this statement and to do this.
Okay.
Well, the seven laws of Noah basically come from the Talmud, and we know it as the Oral Torah. And it says that the Gentiles can actually go to heaven and become righteous if they don't abide in adultery. Now, what they're really saying, and that's what I spoke with the rabbi today, Rabbi Dov from the Sanhedrin in Israel, what they're saying is this. They're saying, as a Gentile, you can actually be a partaker of Israel if you abide in the seven laws of Noah. Now, you and I understand that the seven laws of Noah are not biblical. It's not from the Bible. It comes from the rabbis. But what are they saying? What are they saying? They're saying, Derek, that if you follow what the rabbis teach, you can actually be a Gentile that's righteous. Basically, you need to deny Jesus. You need to deny Yeshua, because one of the seven laws of Noah is that you are not to have adultery. And in their eyes, if you believe in Jesus, it's adultery. That's what they call it, or blasphemy.
Ah.
So basically, You can't abide in the seven laws of Noah according to the rabbis unless you deny the name of Jesus. Same thing happened last year when they said no Messianic weddings. You can't marry as a Messianic Jew if you don't deny the name of Jesus. Also, it comes in with the seven laws of Noah. So when we hear the seven laws of Noah, it seems to look from the outside, oh, these rabbis really want to unite with the nations. They do and they don't. They do if you abide in them, and they don't if you don't abide in them. What they really want is they want you to be a partakers of the finances to build the third temple. That's what they're saying. And they don't want to hear the name of Jesus spoken. And I was told this by the rabbi today.
So the Noahide laws, it looks like an olive branch, to use a metaphor, like an opportunity to join peacefully with the Jewish religious leadership. But in fact, it's a way of luring Christians back into a works-based salvation and out of the grace that we are offered through our faith in Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. I see the enemy. You're talking about Antiochus desecrating the temple. We're the temple of God. Our bodies are the temple. We're living sacrifices according to the Bible. And he's trying to desecrate the temple of God in an indirect way by having the Christians around the world, whether they know it or not, follow or abide in the seven laws of Noah that are not biblical. And how do you do that? How do you join? You're basically going to have to go in and not proclaim Jesus as the Messiah. And then you can become righteous according to the seven laws of Noah, of the rabbi. So yes, it is kind of lowering you into a trap.
This is, again, it's a difficult, you know, tightrope to walk, because we want to be faithful to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On the other hand, we don't want to, you know, alienate our brothers and sisters in Israel, because they are the people to whom the Word of God first came. And without, you know, the olive, you know, obviously the root of this vine is Jesus Christ himself, the Messiah. You know, we've been grafted in, so we cannot, you know, claim that we as Gentiles who've accepted Jesus Christ are in any way superior to Israel. How do we witness in love? You know, understanding that the Sanhedrin is opposed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. How do we witness to our Jewish brothers and sisters in love? How do you do it?
Well, first of all, Derek, if there is going to be an eighth day of Hanukkah next week, a dedication of the altar or lighting the menorah, I'm going to be there. That's for sure. And I encourage other believers to be there. We don't have a location yet. But I don't tell believers to go over there and say Jesus is the Messiah and provoke them to jealousy. But I am saying to be a light to them, to love them. And if you're asked, your faith, you can't deny the name of Jesus. You have to say that I'm a believer of Yeshua, and he's the Jewish Messiah. He's your Messiah. He's our Messiah. But basically, how do we witness to them? By loving them, by not compromising the Word of God. When Paul said, to the Jew I was a Jew, and to the Gentile I was a Gentile, what he meant was we are sensitive to their culture without compromising the Word of God. So it is a tight rope to walk on. We just have to be a light and preach the truth to them in love. And what a wonderful time to do this in Hanukkah. But again, if it comes at a cost of either pleasing them or pleasing our Messiah, Yeshua, God, we have to choose God.
Amen. Amen. So from the standpoint of significance prophetically, this consecration ceremony, and I understand that it's not set yet as to where it's going to be for security reasons, because obviously the Muslims in Israel understand the significance of this. But again, for us in the West, how big a deal is this? I mean, we're talking about the spiritual heart of Jewish life and faith. I mean, how do we grasp this here as Christians in the West as to how important this thing is?
It's huge. Look at the time we're in, the 70th year of the nation of Israel. The fact that they're talking about the 70 nations, which comes from Genesis 10, we have the list of the 70 nations in the Bible. The fact that they're speaking about this in the 70th year of the nation of Israel, when the U.S. Embassy has already been moved to Jerusalem in this huge year, when we had 4 years of celebration in Yom HaTzmaut, in the Independence Day. It's prophetically a picture for us that the second coming of Jesus is close. We're not setting any dates, but it's huge. And the fact that the veil is being lifted in Israel today, Jews are coming to faith in Messiah Yeshua, and that is a fact. And we view this as a prophetic move of the Sanhedrin. It really doesn't matter what their motivation is. The fact that they're willing to sit together with us, rejoice with us together in the same room, is a big step, Derek, and a testimony to other Jews here in Israel who all they've been seeing for the past decade is persecution of believers. And now with this declaration, the secular streets here in Israel are speaking about it. They're in shock. Ech ze chol yod? How can it be that the Sanhedrin invites the nations in Hanukkah? This is blasphemy. How can this be? And we're saying it's not blasphemy. It's the hand of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob on the land of Israel. That's huge, Derek.
So this is an opportunity, perhaps, as you're going to take advantage of on Monday to be there. This is an opportunity. The Sanhedrin, maybe not even understanding exactly why they're doing this, but to open the door, perhaps, to believers who may be able to show this kind of love, which would surprise them, given the 2,000 years of anger and animosity between Jews and Christians, which is the work of the enemy, Satan and his minions. The Sanhedrin is opening the door.
It's unbelievable. It's incredible, Derek. And whether even if there's not going to be a ceremony on Monday, one thing is certain. The offices of the Sanhedrin are going to be open. The Temple Institute is going to be open. And we're going to be there, and we're going to be talking to people. If it doesn't happen, it's because of security reasons or something else. But the land of Israel, the 8,200,000 people that live here in Israel, Arabs and Jews, all know about this. You may have read it on Breaking News or read it on Israel Today, but it's all over the Israeli newspapers. It's all over the news. It's all over the media here. It's all over the radio. And it's causing an earthquake in a good way. And all the glory goes to Jesus, Yeshua. The Sanhedrin may not even know that they've been used. They're used for such a time like this.
Yeah.
Or hopefully.
Now, let me bring this in, because we're looking forward to this. We're less than 6 months away now from returning to Israel and seeing your homeland once again, seeing you and your lovely wife, Lynn, on your home turf. As we get to the conclusion of the 70th year of Israel's independence, explain from your perspective why people watching this might want to take advantage of this opportunity to join us on this 10-day tour of Israel in May.
Well, it's always great to come to Israel. But I don't believe that we're going to have an opportunity to come again in the next 70 years. I'm not setting any dates, but I am saying the time is near. Most of us will not be alive in 70 years. This opportunity to come to Israel in the 70th year, as we're going to a closure of that year in the outpouring of the Jubilee, is huge. And to be with Derek, Sharon Gilbert, Carl Gallups, I mean, what a team. And to walk the footsteps of Yeshua Jesus is a call. It's an altar call. I'm calling an altar call right now to come to Israel and to join us and to be a light in the year where the Sanhedrin are calling the 70th nations to be partakers. Doesn't matter what the motivation is. You have an opportunity to walk in the footsteps of Yeshua, to walk in Jerusalem, and to be a light in the dark nation of Israel right now with the light of Jesus. It's going to be huge, Derek. I really recommend people to sign up and go.
Yeah, we are really, really looking forward to it this time around. Zev, now I know you recorded a video about this Sanhedrin event. Where would people follow or watch that video? Where do they follow your ministry online?
It was just put online like about two minutes ago at Messiah of Israel Ministries.org. You'll see a YouTube button there. Just click on the YouTube button, take you right to our channel. You'll see the first video there, Breaking News. And you can see me actually calling the Sanhedrin today and having a conversation with them in English and in Hebrew.
Okay. Can we talk to you next week after the ceremony?
If Jesus didn't come back, absolutely.
All right. We'll set a time, and we'll pray for you, brother, as you have an opportunity there that just appears to be once in a lifetime. Rabbi Zev Parat, his website, messiahofisraelministries.com, also zevparatministries.com. Zev, appreciate your time, and we'll talk with you again very soon.
Always a blessing to be here, and looking forward to seeing you soon, Eric.
Again, his website is zevparatministries.com, and Zev will be one of the featured speakers, along with Pastor Carl Gallups, two of our co-hosts for the forthcoming Skywatch TV tour of Israel in May. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment. They'll be joining us in Dallas for the Hear the Watchmen Conference, returning to the Hilton DFW Lakes Conference Center March 28th through 31st of 2019. Reserve your place early, because by so doing, you get an early bird discount and an additional $20 off with the promo code GILBERT20. That's GILBERT20. Besides Carl, Zev, Sharon, and myself, Josh Peck will be there, Ellie Marzulli, Dr. Michael Lake, Pastor Casper McLeod, Pastor Paul Begley, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, Russ Dizdar, and more. The list too long to cover here, but you'll find more information and registration at hearthewatchmen.com. Now, the Wars of the Gods Tour, May 12th through 23rd of 2019. Carl Gallops, Zev Perot, Justin Fall, and Wes Fall, the filmmakers behind the new film Belly of the Beast, joining Sharon and me for this tour. Reserve your place now, because we need to get buses, hotels reserved, and so forth. This will be a one-of-a-kind tour that will see, of course, all the important sites in Jerusalem and the historical sites, but also the important spiritual sites. Mount Hermon, Dan and Bethel, where Jeroboam set up his golden calves. We'll explain the significance of those. It's more important than you've been taught, actually. Not just idolatry, but a specific type. We'll get into that on the tour. Preaching and teaching all along the way. For information and to reserve your place, log on to LipkinTours.com. That's LipkinTours.com. We broadcast on your schedule as long as you've got a set-top box like Roku or Apple TV. Add the SkyWatch TV channels, and we're there when you want us. And instructions on how to do that posted at skywatchtv.com. You can also send us directly to your smartphone or tablet. Carry us around with you so you can not only watch us when you want, but wherever you are, as long as you've got data. Information on how to get the free mobile app from SkyWatch TV posted in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. My website, where all of my stuff is posted, including my weekly podcast, View from the Bunker, which goes live every Sunday night on the internet. Sunday night, 7 p.m. Central Time, that's UTC-6. Right now, featuring an interview with Carl Tykrib, author of the new book, Game of Gods. You'll find that at my website, DerekPGilbert.com. Tomorrow, we look at science, as we're both healthy and ready to get back to Sci Friday tomorrow. Sharon K. Gilbert, my best friend, our science advisor, joins me for that. Until then, thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 and 10 from SkyWatch TV.
Cutting-edge analysis of end times prophecy on the very ground where it all unfolds. It's the SkyWatch TV Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel, May 12th through 23rd, 2019, hosted by Derek and Sharon Gilbert. And Pastor Carl Gallops, best-selling author of Gods and Thrones and Gods of Ground Zero, Messianic Rabbi Zev Perot of Messiah of Israel Ministries, and filmmakers Justin and Wes Fall, producers of the Hollow Earth Chronicles. This is a once-in-a-lifetime tour of the Holy Land from Mount Hermon to the Dead Sea. You'll walk in Jesus' footsteps on the battlegrounds of the supernatural war with preaching and teaching along the way. Shiloh, Bethel, Mount Carmel, Nazareth, the Jordan River, the Mount of Olives, Sea of Galilee, the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jerusalem, where the final battle will be fought for God's Mount of Assembly, Zion. The SkyWatch TV Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel. Reserve your place now. For information and registration, log on to LipkinTours.com. That's LipkinTours.com.
Tens of thousands of people nationwide are scrambling to be the first one to solve the new Belly of the Beast Grand National Challenge Contest. Now is your chance to win big by undertaking a search for the answer to the most explosive discovery in the history of the United States and biblical prophecy. One fortunate winner able to crack the Belly of the Beast contest anagram will walk away with $10,000, while 10 runner-ups will receive shopping sprees worth up to $500 each at the SkyWatch TV store just in time for Christmas. Contest participants will discover what's never been revealed before. Why a Bible is bound in a magic square inside the testes of the Washington Monument. Where and why a buried ancient magical obelisk awaits underground nearby. Where the entrance to a secret crypt exists, connected to American Lucifer worship from within the deep state. And for the first time ever, the U.S. government-owned location where the Antichrist will be resurrected on American soil. To learn these astonishing secrets, a series of codes will be posted for 3 weeks at SkyWatchTV.com starting November 20 and leading up to the posting of an anagram on December 11. The first person to decipher the anagram and call the phone number provided will be the grand prize winner. Now's your chance to win $10,000 or be one of the 10 runner-ups to receive shopping sprees at the SkyWatch TV store for books, DVDs, special packages, long-term storage food, survival supplies, and so much more. To learn how you can participate in the new Belly of the Beast Grand National Challenge Contest, visit SkyWatchTV.com/contest now.